Well, there are still a handful of midterm races that are undecided. In Arizona, the Democratic candidate for Senate, Kristen Sinema, has taken a narrow lead over Republican Martha McSally, with still hundreds of thousands of ballots uncounted. In Georgia's governor's race, the campaign for Democrat Stacey Abrams is promising to sue if all votes aren't counted. Republican Brian Kemp says he won a clear victory. And in Florida, Republican Rick Scott leads by just 15,000 votes. He's trying to unseat Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. In the governor's race, Republican Ron DeSantis leads Democrat Andrew Gillum by more than 30,000 votes. Steve Contorno is national political correspondent for the Tampa Bay Times. He's in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So let's start with the Senate race. Today, Democratic Senator Bill Nelson's campaign announced a lawsuit against the Florida Secretary of State. What happened?
Yeah, it appears that they have already laid the groundwork to raise some issues about how the ballot approval process works, specifically requirements that signatures must match those on file with the state. And they make the case that this disproportionately disenfranchises otherwise legitimate ballots, and it leads to throwing away people who voted accurately and fairly.
And when you say signatures, you're talking about mail-in ballots, people who mailed them in and then they had to sign, and then there's somebody actually checking to see if their signature matches up with their signature.
Correct. It's mail-in ballots and also provisional ballots. If you don't show up with an ID or if you show up at the wrong polling place, you can file a provisional ballot. You sign an affidavit and they check that against what your signature on file with the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Meanwhile, yesterday, the Republican candidate, Governor Rick Scott, announced a lawsuit against Broward and Palm Beach counties as he has been watching his lead get slimmer. What is he saying?
He's raising a lot of issues about the transparency in those two offices. He is concerned about the fact that they are still counting votes at this time while all other counties have finished the majority of election day and pre-election votes. I'm not sure what the end result of this litigation can be because this process is supposed to wrap up by Saturday. And if this was more of an attempt to raise red flags and create a lot of more uncertainty about the outcome of what's coming out of those particular counties.
Why is there so much trouble in some of these counties in counting the votes? Why can't they count the votes as quickly, for example, in Broward County as they have in the other counties of the state?
That's a great question. It's one that we've wondered time and time again in elections in Florida. Broward County seems to habitually have issues. It is a very large county, and it's one of the most populous counties in the state. Administering election of that size is difficult. And they technically have until Saturday to get their results in. So they're saying, we are just doing our due diligence to take the time that's allotted to us to finish.
So if things stay about where they are right now, both the Senate race and the governor's race would require a recount.
Correct. It's sort of unprecedented. We haven't had a statewide recount in either of those races, and it's going to require a lot of manpower and a lot of hours to get that done, and we won't have an outcome for several weeks.
And at least the Senate race would require actually a manual recount, not just a machine recount.
Yeah, and that's critical because there is an issue in the Senate race that is not present in the governor's race, and that is in Broward County, there are about 30,000 undervotes in the Senate race. And what I mean by that is that about 30,000 ballots did not vote in the Senate race, which is the top race on the ballot. And that phenomenon was only present in that part of the state. So it's the lawyers for Nelson believe that this is a result of a machine error or markings on the ballot that may have messed up the count. And if this goes to a recount, they believe that those 30,000 undervotes will be remedied and they will fall heavily in Bill Nelson's favor because this is an overwhelmingly Democratic county.
And what about in the governor's race? Also appears to be headed toward a recount. Ron DeSantis, the Republican, has seen his lead shrinking over Andrew Gillum. Is it possible that that race is going to change in terms of the outcome?
I think you're going to see the results continue to narrow because a lot of counties are just now finishing counting provisional ballots, and provisional ballots overwhelmingly trend toward Democrats. However, it's a much larger gap for him to overcome. There is not the undervote issue in the governor's race that is present in the Senate race. It does not seem to have the same path to a flip as we've seen in the Senate race, as well as the another statewide race, the agriculture commissioner race, which already has flipped toward the Democrat.
Everybody, as they watch this, is thinking about 2000 and the presidential election in 2000 and the recount and the hanging chads and all that stuff. Is that part of the conversation there in Florida, or do you just look at this and say, wow, we really live in a divided state?
I don't think election goes by where people aren't thinking about 2000 in Florida anymore. It seems that there's always something that, you know, happens that goes, oh no, not again. And usually it's eye rolling or it's just, you know, over precaution. But this year we're actually seeing it. And that is obviously the most notorious recount in probably U.S. history. And yet this recount that we're headed toward is even more unprecedented because there are going to be three statewide recounts, as well as three recounts in legislative races as well. So 2000 obviously drew a lot of national attention and it will go down in infamy. But this one is going to be noteworthy in its own right for a long time.
I will take it a step further than you and say that is definitely the most notorious recount in American history. Steve Contorno, national political correspondent for the Tampa Bay Times. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I can still see that guy looking through the ballot, you know, with his magnifying glass to see if the chad was hanging or not.